The following is a rockradioshow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Oh,
look at that. I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. And we are here to talk all about Total Divas Season 5, Episode 3. So, I don't think we want to waste any time, do you?
No, because there's a lot to get into. A lot of things go down, and we find out the newest Total Diva, and it's not who you expect. That's a cliffhanger. You gotta wait for it after the break.
So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns,
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back, Total Divas, Season 5, Episode 3. We're seeing what's coming, and Eva's back, and I think we have a new arrival.
We do, but speaking of arrival, we arrive at Natty's parents' home with Natty and her sister, who has apparently become a bigger part of the show lately.
Oh,
that sucks. Their bag breaks and all their groceries fall on the lawn.
That's awkward. I guess TJ's kind of taking a step back, and Natty, that is like the most 80s outfit.
So WWE's coming to Florida. Natty's planning a party, and the mother brings up party favors. Dancing girls for TJ. The Funkadactyls may be still available. Oh, here's a quote. I guess we are all lions in the end. Actually, more like lionesses. Lionesses. Rebella. Huh. All right. We're back on the road with Natty. And it's that.
Alrighty.
Is that Rosa?
I think that's, yeah, that's Rosa.
Look who's back. All red everything. And, oh, Jesus. Straight haired Xavier.
Oh my God, look at Xavier's hair.
So she's back at the main roster show for something. Natty's running late and she sounds very awkward at talking to, Eva.
She's trying to be polite. She's trying to be nice. I mean, you know, you can't fault her.
I saw William Regal walking around in the background.
Yep.
There's the Cesaro.
And there's the Bellas.
Apparently, Nikki needs to see a doctor, and she,
Nikki's like, oh God, she's back. Oh no.
So we have a powwow now with the Bellas and Eva Marie. Who's that in the background? Is that Sandow?
No, that's not Sandow. I think it's Billy Gunn.
No, but the dude has a problem, maybe.
And, you know, as we say, play spot in the background, the girls are hashing it out, they're talking, and Eva's apologizing.
She told her, said it hurt, you know, the comment she made about Bad Diva Champion, etc. It hurt her. And Bree's like, you know, you are us. You know, this is what we were you at one point.
And there's the quote.
Oh God, they unfollowed each other on Instagram. So now they're back to following each other on Instagram.
Again, the collecting people thing!
Everything's squashed. We're back to following each other on Instagram. Everything's kosher now.
Everything's kosher. We're back to following each other on social media. I just don't even get that. And now they're all celebrating Rose's pregnancy.
TJ couldn't come, so she's planning a party and making a theme of the party. Oh no.
And it's R-Truth.
Truth does not like, has a phobia of cats.
He got attacked by cats. Alicia and Rosa are so confused. Oh my God, this is amazing.
TJ's Man Crush Monday.
Oh my God, this is gonna be amazing. Really? They call each other every day? Really, Cesaro? Really?
It really is a man crush.
Oh my God. TJ and Cesaro is really a thing, y'all. It's not a ship. It's a real thing. I don't even know what to do with that.
So the girls are being summoned to a meeting with Mark Carano. At least she's like, these meetings can be really good or they can really suck. Like, you're going to do something cool or you're off the road for forever.
Carano thanks them for everything that they did at SummerSlam. It was a huge deal for the company. It was a huge deal for the brand. You know, they were everywhere. They did a great job. And, well, now he comes to his surprise.
Our newest WWE diva, Mandy.
And they look
thrilled.
So thrilled. Paige is like, what the actual hell? Nikki's like, what the hell?
What is this thing? What's a Mandy?
Paige doesn't even know what to do right now. She's like, wait, she's wrestling? Wait, what? Oh, Paige. Oh, this so sucks.
All right, so we have interesting things coming up later in the program. Okay. That's going to be awkward. We'll get to that. We'll get to the car ride that's going to blow up in people's faces in a minute. First.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
First things first. We have to go to Twitter.
We have to go to Twitter?
First, we have to go to Twitter. A person named Finn Balor tweets out, the demon can be a real diva. Hashtag total divas. Hashtag total Finn. With an image.
Somebody needs to take Photoshop away from him. Oh my god! What the hell, Finn?
Finn Balor has a skill. It's called Photoshop, and he's amazing.
Finn Balor wants to be a total diva so bad. It's hilarious.
So, now that that's covered, we've covered our social media bases like they do on the show. By the way, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Award, at Rock Radio Show. Shameless plug. LOL. Where do you want to begin?
I'm still trying to get over Balor wanting to be the next total diva. No.
Okay, we can spend this commercial talking about that, because everything else can wait. I mean, Finn Balor needs to get called up to the main roster for one reason, and one reason only, to be on this show.
Oh my god!
I want to see him pal around with the Bella Twins. I want to see him hang with Paige. I want to see it all. We need Finn Balor on Total Divas. Start the petition, everybody. Get the movement started. Hashtag Total Finn. Make it happen. It needs to be a thing.
I love this. I love it.
I now want to see Finn Balor play with Natty's cats.
I want to see Finn Balor go to Fashion Week.
Yes. Yes, make that happen. Now I just go back to all the classic moments and, you know, instead of having the Usos with Naomi at the booby doctor, let's put Finn Balor there. See what kind of shenanigans he would do.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
You know, you just put Finn Balor in the situations, replace Finn Balor with John Cena, and see what kind of shenanigans he will do. I want him and Daniel Bryan to become besties, and they can pal around together.
No. Balor and Cesaro. For the tension between... You know what? We just need a Men of WWE show. We do! We just need the, like, whatever the male equivalent of Total Divas is, we need that. And it needs to have Bryan and Cesaro and TJ and Cena and Balor.
Mainly Finn Balor.
Anyway. And the Usos. Just get all the husbands and the boyfriends and throw Finn Balor in there randomly. It'd be amazing.
And we're back with Total Mandy, who grew up in New York. She was a fitness model. She signed her 5-year WWE deal. Are you going to be wrestling? No answer.
Oh, Paige is so not happy right now. Yeah, Paige, you were more than a little hard on her. You were kind of a bitch.
She was kind of a bitch to her.
And to Sarah Lee. Like, to every chick on that show, you were really kind of harsh.
Well, that was her role.
And now it's completely awkward because now they're working together.
Paige is not happy at this at all. It's like, she's going to return to NXT, right? Right? We got a handle. Don't worry about it. Paige is not thrilled.
Oh, Paige is so not happy right now.
Eva is ecstatic.
No, Eva, that's not what that means.
It's such an honor. She's going to Eva for advice. That's a smart move. Kind of.
Well, I mean, think about it. Eva came in kind of in the same way. She was a model. She had no wrestling experience, and they brought her in and kind of threw her in the deep end in Total Divas. They're kind of doing the same thing to Mandy.
They believe they can be great tag team. Oh, God, this is going to... Okay.
Don't trust her! Don't trust her any further than you could throw her, Mandy!
So we have the Bella Twins, Alicia Fox, getting ready to go up against...
Because as nice as these girls are, they're sharks!
Yep. So they're against Charlotte and... Becky and, I guess, Paige, because it would be PCB. We're talking about Mandy's boyfriend. He's very supportive.
Why is Rosa traveling if she's pregnant?
Because they're in Florida, so she didn't travel. They're only in Florida.
Oh, okay. Right.
I believe they're in Florida. That would make sense why Mandy's there and Eva's there. And, yeah, the theme was because they're going to TJ's on Wednesday. And, actually, Rosa did travel. She did travel for a few weeks. And she did some backstage stuff. Oh, another bonding thing. Eva and Mandy don't like cats. The bonding's beginning.
Eva, just go sit next to Mandy. So you can do, like, bond and you don't cross it. Do you like to cross bond against Rosa and Natty?
Apparently there's a major food company who wants the Bellas to be the face of it. Apparently Nikki's all for it and Bree's against it. It's against...
Yeah, it's a national food company, national campaign that they want the Bella Twins to do the advertising and be the spokesmodels for and give their endorsement to. And Brie doesn't want to do it. She says it's against her beliefs. Nikki is all for it. Obviously, they're trying to build the brand, build their name for when they do leave WWE, if they decide to go on to something else, that they have that established foothold. The sisters are fighting about it. Bree wants to sleep on it. They're driving Mark nuts.
Apparently, Bree's beliefs aren't run by money, yet she needs the money to run her life.
Yeah, the bitter, bitter, bitter struggle of capitalism.
And Bree, he just called Nikki a cheeseburger head. Oh, that's great. We're in Tampa for something.
For the party!
Natty wants the anvil to smell her cat.
Why are we smelling the...
Don't say what I thought in my head. Don't even.
Why are you smelling your cat's feet, Natty? What is wrong with you?
Something smells. Oh, look. Tyson Kidd is watching Payback, which is a match with Kidd and Cesaro versus the New Day.
They are so in love with each other. It's not funny. Natty's trying to get TJ out of the house for the party. TJ doesn't want to go because he's watching his boyfriend.
Natty doesn't want TJ to get depressed. But is he saying he's depressed or is she believing he's depressed? I have a feeling this is going to come up.
Well, I mean, there's got to be some level of sadness and depression because this is all you've ever wanted to do. He comes back. It's like he was hurt. He comes back. He has a career resurgence. He and Cesaro are going somewhere. They've got a really successful gimmick. And then, bam, he gets hurt again and suddenly he's on the shelf. And it's a potentially career-ending injury. It actually probably is career-ending if you think about it because what his injury is a broken neck.
So we just watched Nikki adjust herself, and now they're discussing this business opportunity. Nikki is trying to demonstrate the commercial.
Is it Hardee's?
It might be, since it's a burger and it's a national campaign.
The only national advertiser I know that has a burger and has models eating burgers is Hardee's. Where's Brian in all of this? We need Brian.
What is she doing with the egg? Now she's now... on an egg? Now
did she just shove an egg down her tits?
Yes, and now she dumped water on her tits. She poured hot coffee on her boobs. Ooh,
the French bulldog does not help Nikki.
No.
Nikki is trying so hard to sell this, and Bree's like, no, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God. And now she's spraying Nikki with a hose, making her a little bit more sweaty. That was the best thing ever.
Go, Bree! Go, Bree!
Alright, so where do you just want to start?
Wait for the car ride from hell. Because I have a feeling that's exactly what that's going to be, is the car ride from...
That's going to be a car ride from hell. So back to our original discussion. Who should we cast in in the male version of Total Divas?
Oh, I just wanted to be like all the husbands. The only thing is like you would never get Cena to do it.
No, because he'll never be natural. That's the thing. He won't be natural in it, and you just won't have it. It won't be a thing. So we gotta do Daniel Bryan, because, well, he has nothing really going on at the moment.
Daniel Bryan, the Usos.
You don't even need both Usos, you just need one. Whichever one's married to Naomi, because the other one doesn't really have a personality.
So, and, I'm trying to think of who else. So Balor.
Balor. Well, of course Finn Balor. So,
we need Sami Zayn in there.
Oh, wouldn't it be interesting? Oh, you want to... Here we go. You need drama? You put Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens on it.
Get out of my head. Just shut up and get out of my head.
No, but it's so nice and warm and
Kevin
cozy.
Owens could be the Paige! He could be the Paige of the group!
Kevin Owens is the female Paige. Okay. Or the male Paige. The male Paige. Okay.
Because this is what we do instead of actually talking about the show, because nothing really happened beyond Nikki and Brie got a commercial and, well, Mandy is slightly awkward.
Because there's something big going to happen, so we got to fill the gap at the moment.
And TJ and Cesaro are a thing. Cesaro has to be in there.
Cesaro and Tyson have to be a thing. They're the Bella twins.
Yes. And there's tension between, let's see, Cesaro and who? I actually kind of want Sheamus and Barrett at some point, too, because that's a bromance that's happening.
That is a bromance that is happening. You put them in there. Okay, I'll go with that.
Roman and Dean at some point.
And Brains.
Brains! The popular topic, thanks to New Day.
Tumblr, have you gotten over it yet?
No, they have not.
Just pointing that one out.
At least people have a sense of humor about it today, although I saw this post online about somebody who was like scalding all the, we're back in Tampa, who was scalding all the shippers. Like, how dare you write gay fanfiction about Roman and Dean, you know? First of all, they're real people, and you didn't even take Roman's, 8-year-old daughter into account. They have, wait, we'll get back to that. Wait. They're having a cat-themed party where R-Truth is afraid of cats. Oh my Jesus Christ, this is gonna be epic.
She bought cat masks.
I don't even, what? I am Jim the Anvil Nadhart right now. He's like, literally, what the hell? And he's wearing a Cesaro and Kid shirt.
Romance, it's strong. It's a thing.
It's a thing. But anyways, like, what?
We'll get to that.
Speaking of the bromance.
The cats are going to ruin the cat theme party. Oh, we're burning food. Okay,
this is what happens when you let two blondes run a grill. Just saying.
We're at Cena and John. Cena and John's. Cena and Nikki's. Nikki is frustrated. Cena's mocking Nikki. Drinking wine.
It's amazing. But do you ever stop and think about how this would affect Brie?
Cena is being the voice of reasons. Cena's like, you could do it by yourself.
And she's like, why do you have such good advice? And he's like, I've been there, done that.
And I'm old, you know, he called her.
And he's like 8 years older than you?
Right? Like, she called him older and wiser. It's like, you called me old. Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that one. We're in Tampa now. Back at the party set up. What is Natty wearing?
A really ugly dress.
Hey, look, who's home? It's TJ.
Oh, this is going to go so badly.
You're supposed to text me. I did. Oh, my bad. Oh, we're back to Extreme Rules watching the match.
And it's Claudio and TJ watching wrestling together.
Hey, look. Here comes Big E. The surprise is ruined. Oh my god, look at this. Oh look, the awkwardness between Jenny and Big E. Natty, remember you set them up. And Daddy's right there. Oh god, this is an awkward train wreck of a thing.
This is so freaking awkward! Dude, if your sister wants to canoodle with Big E, let your sister canoodle with Big E. He's a hunky guy, go for it.
They're now debating
what a herd of cats is.
It's a clowder or something. Oh, it's Kofi and R-Truth.
And they brought balloons.
Oh, God.
Oh, and there's Kofi's family.
R-Truth is the life of the party.
This is so cute.
Oh, no, the cat's out. Oh, no, the cat is loose. Get the cat.
Get the cat. R-Truth's on the counter. Oh, my God, this is amazing. Oh. Oh, my God. And everybody's so confused. There's, like... And truth out. Okay, so the car ride from hell. So, we now have stuff to talk about. The party. Oh my god, the party. Natty, you have such amazingly wonderful intentions for your husband. The follow-through kind of lacks a lot.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say on the subject until we see TJ's reaction. But, you know, the fact that she did it, the fact that it's like, you're down, I see that you're down, you know, all your friends are on the road, you're stuck at home. Let's invite your buddies over and you guys can hang out and you can have fun and you can talk and he can have guy time and, you know, all that other stuff. That's really important. And yeah. It's sweet that she did that for him. I don't think he's going to be 100% appreciative for the reasons that she used. But I think the best of intentions was there.
She had the good intention. She could have just said, hey, I want to throw a party for TJ because you guys are on town. He doesn't get to see you guys a lot. That should have been the reason. Oh, but she said, oh, because he's depressed. I want to, you know, lift his spirits. No, just throw a party because everyone's in town. That should have been your idea. Don't use the D word because the D word is kind of...
Well, it's
not a good word to use, especially for a guy who's recovering from surgery.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, it's been a while since we've seen you guys. Why don't you guys come over to the house? We'll hang out. We'll have chicken wings. It'll be great. You know, and you tell TJ, hey, I invited the guys over for, you know, a little bonding time or whatever. You know, it's just, yeah. I mean, it's, again, good intentions were there.
Like everything Natty does, good intentions. But
it often blows up in her face. A lot.
A lot, yes. Yes. Yes it does.
And, you know, Nikki and Brie, it's kind of one of those things where it's again, does Nikki sitting there complaining, well, Brie never thinks about me, she's always, you know, doing what she wants, but it's like, okay, but there's another side to this. You're always wanting her to do what you want. You're never really thinking about her beliefs or what she wants or anything like that. And so, you know, it kind of goes both ways here.
Yeah, it does go both ways here. And poor R-Truth. That's all I gotta say. Poor R-Truth.
The fact that he was up on the counter was amazing. Like, this grown-ass man is afraid of cats.
He's almost 50, y'all. He's running from cats.
And he's running from cats, because he got attacked by a herd. And we're back! He's still up on the counter.
Look at the dance. Look at the move. Which way to go? Which way do I go? Which way do I move? Can I go? Which way do I run? I run this way. I run.
And nobody else is doing anything to grab the cat.
He's now locking the door. He's tying chairs and blocking the door. Oh my god.
He's making a cat trap.
He's now lecturing the kid. Don't open the doors. Don't open the doors.
And now we're in Richmond, Virginia. We're at a live event. And it's the car ride from hell. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Is Alicia drinking?
They're all probably drinking.
Yep, they're all drinking.
Since they have car service, they can drink.
Actually, technically, I don't think they can, because it's still an open container in a car. But they have red Soho cups, so it's all good. Oh yeah, they're drinking. They're all drunk. And now Eva's trying to apologize to Paige, who is drunk.
Paige apologizes because she sees Eva's been working hard, which she has.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Paige is going to go after Mandy. I can already feel it. But yeah, so Paige and Eva kind of kiss and make up.
For the moment.
And Biggie's trying to avoid the sister.
Or to the, you're right mentally? Ain't depressed? God, can we not watch TJ turn his head? Please, can we stop that?
Because he can't turn his head.
This is awkward watching him move around and stuff.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap. It's on.
Natty's jumping to conclusions.
He's walking around like Eeyore and there's a rain cloud over him.
Right. He was like, why would you tell the boys anyway if I was impressed or not?
The guilty people in the coming.
So what should we talk about here?
You know, I think let's just hit the TJ and Natty thing while it's fresh.
I kind of said that this would bite her in the ass and well...
There it is.
There it was. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like we were saying before, it's one thing if you want to throw a party, it's one thing if you want to have the boys over, and you just want to, you know, maybe lift TJ's spirits, but she was going around telling everybody he was depressed. And it's kind of one of those interesting things, because I saw a clip with her where she was talking about the Cat Fancy stuff, and how they were, like, all pissed at her because she was supposedly spreading lies about how her cats were going to be in the magazine, and she's like, I never did anything like that. And I'm sitting there watching it going, yes, you did!
We watched it. It was on film.
We watched it.
You did it for Total Divas.
This seems to be a pattern with Natty. Where it's almost like she kind of is a pathological liar.
Yeah.
Or fibber.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. It's sort of... she has very, very good intentions. But it always comes back to bite her.
Well, it's kind of one of those things where it's like she has the good forethought, she has the good insight of, oh, hey, this would be really cool, or, oh, hey, I'm going to tell people this, and it's kind of like in the case of that Cat Fancy stuff, nobody can really trace it. Like, if she's just going around backstage telling people, oh, hey, the cats got selected for Cat Fancy, hey, that's awesome, nobody can really question that. And it's something good for her, and it's something that's going to get her attention in the back, but when you say it on a show like Total Divas, it can be traceable, because Cat Fancy's going to see that. And they can come back at WWE and be like, what the hell? You know, and this is the same kind of thing that happened with the party is, you know, they were, you know, it's like, it's one thing if she's walking around telling people backstage at the show, oh, hey, you know, TJ's really depressed, blah, 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 blah. And then when the guys come over to the house, you know, they're going to check on him because obviously they're his friends and they're concerned.
Yeah.
And it's, I think they all would have come regardless because it's, hey, you know, do you guys want to come over and see TJ? Sure.
Yeah, we're all in town, you know, we're not on the road. Sure. Love TJ. We'll go see him.
But, and, you know, it bites her in the butt because TJ finds out.
Always finds out.
And he actually gets upset.
Yeah, he actually gets upset and he always finds out because they've been together forever and, well, he knows everything she does. And, yeah, that sort of thing. Someone on Twitter proposes that we see a Jenny and Big E romantic comedy.
Oh, God, that would be awkward.
Speaking of them, we're back from break.
Oh god, they're making out. And Biggie's like trying to be so gentlemanly about this.
Natty, you did say depressed.
Yes, you did!
R-Truth is reminding her. You did say it. You did say it.
Please stop showing TJ moving.
He has you, and he has his best friend in the whole world, Cesaro. He meant Natty, but we know what she...
Yeah, we know really, who he actually meant.
Yeah, R-Truth laying down the truth. Truth bombs by R-Truth on Total Divas. It's a thing.
We have a new voice of reason. It's R-Truth.
We don't have Naomi. We have R-Truth. truth bombs. This is the R-Truth I like, not crazy weird R-Truth on Raw.
Yeah, can we have this R-Truth, please?
This R-Truth I can deal with. He's serious and, yeah, back in the car.
Oh, back in the awkward car ride from hell.
They get grossed out by Natty's boogers. It's because she has a broken nose, you guys. Paige is like, let's leave the drama behind.
They are so drunk.
Yes, they are.
Or Paige's.
Paige's. Rosa's not. She's pregnant.
Eva's not. They're so drunk.
Oh, the thing. Unfollow you on the Twitters.
The collecting people thing again.
It's just social media acceptance.
Paige! Paige! Don't you do it!
Lisa's going and going and going and going off, and Paige is like, crap. So much for peace. Alicia is so busy trying to keep the brand together.
You can't drop a text to a friend that just had surgery? Like, seriously, you can't take 5 seconds to say, hey, how you doing?
Because Alicia is the one keeping the brand together. Okay. By the way, Alicia was an award, a nominee in the Wrestling Radio Awards for us. Hey! But Alicia, no, you're not keeping the brand together. You're trying to stay on the brand. Anyway, Mandy's having regrets, teaming up with, Miss Eva Marie. Well, we'll catch up with that here in a moment. Someone wants Heath Slater in our Total Divas cast.
Okay. I will accept Heath Slater. Can we have Bo Dallas?
Yes, we need a Bo. God.
We need Bo. God, we need Bo Dallas on Total Divas. Oh my God.
We need Bo Rada.
Because Heath can be Natty, because he's the mom friend.
Heath can be Natty.
See, who's Bo? Who is Bo? Oh, crap. You know what? Actually, Bo would be Brie. The idealistic, hippy-dippy-trippy.
Okay, so we're going in that direction? Stay in the family and that makes Bray Nikki?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think you could get Bray Wyatt to do Total Divas if his life depended.
No, I'm not saying if you don't get him to do Total Divas. I'm just saying in the scenario, if Bo is Bray, that makes Bray Nikki. Just pointing that out. No, I don't think you get Bray. No, you can't get Bray Wyatt to Total Divas. It's a shame. But no, I would want Bo. I would want cameos by the New Day. I want them coming in like the Funkadactyls. You see them once in a while. You can have the New Day show up once in a while. But yeah, this male version of Total Divas, it's a thing, everyone. It's a thing.
I need it. I want it. Somebody, for the love of God, book it. Make it happen. Put it on the network.
You got the time. I don't know if I would want Ziggler back in it. I kind of have my Ziggler feel full. I'm kind of over it. Yeah, that's about it for the guys. If you guys have suggestions, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. I'll put the question out again at some point.
Give me our question of the night for Thursday if we want it.
That could be, maybe. Well, we got many things. Oh, God, if it wasn't for this week. Yeah, we have a lot of things we want to cover on the rack, which you can hear every Thursday night live at 10 p.m. Eastern on wildtalkradio.com and rockradioshow.com. If you're only listening to this podcast, because I know certain people just like our Total Divas podcast, because, you know, it's awesome and we're special and all that fun stuff, so make sure you check it out. You can follow us on Twitter, at wildtalkradio, at rockradioshow, at lindsworth, because, you know, let's plug the Twitters, because that's what we do. You gotta follow us, because we want to be friends and connect and everything, because it's a big thing on Total Divas where you follow each other. When you don't, well, then issues arise. As we're back from break, I filled the gap.
Well done. Well played. We're at a restaurant. We see Brie arriving. She's meeting with her business venture people. Experience local.
We're going over some traffic, and surprise, surprise, here's Nikki Bella. With the run-in. Nikki Bella with the run-in. We're not paying you, is that okay? You will always be an identical twin unless you buy boobs.
Get more plastic surgery.
Yeah. When you buy yourself big boobs, then you lose that identicalness. Is that a thing? Yeah, we'll go with that. It's a thing.
Nikki, you know, respects Bree's beliefs. She respects Bree standing up for them.
Did she just say what I think she said?
What?
She thinks she's going to be... She could be the female Rock and the female John Cena.
Yes.
Oh, Nikki.
Hey, you know, a girl can dream.
She can dream. She can dream.
Hey, if she's got the ambition, she can find a way.
Don't care. Don't care. We're in West Palm Beach, Florida. Woo! Don't know why we would put woo.
Because why not? And we're with Rosa and Paige and Mandy. What the hell is Mandy wearing? We're at a Total Divas meeting. Oh, it's the cosmetics. It's the Total Divas cosmetics.
Which we talked about on the rack. Oh, God. I'm quiet.
Oh, we're seeing how cosmetics are made.
Yes, we are.
And I love how they're wearing hairnets and none of their hair is covered.
Right. Well, yeah, no. Mandy's now palling up with Alicia. So they're trying to match up makeup with Eva's hair color? Is that what we're going for?
They're looking for a specific red. They're basically trying to create a specific red lipstick and they're looking at dyes. And maybe they are trying to match up to Eva's hair. I don't know. God help them if they create a lipstick as bright as Eva's hair.
Well, it is total intensity for the Total Divas brand, so could be. It could be.
It could be, but oh God, I don't. Well, no, that's not true. They do make lipstick that bright, but it's generally clown makeup. So, just saying.
As we're back from break, we're at
Tampa, Florida. Natty.
There's a hole.
Aw, and she put together a little picnic for them.
She's explaining herself now.
Who wears heels in the yard?
When you're a total diva, you always gotta have your heels on. Just ask Finn Balor.
Oh, he could rock some heels.
Natty has a great heart, says TJ. She's very protective, overprotective of her one and only TJ.
Like you said, she's got a good heart. She had good intentions. And now they're throwing food at each other. If he wants to talk to Cesaro for 4 hours on the phone, the face.
Okay, so drama to come next week about relationships.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's where we're headed next week. We're headed down a relationship alley next week on Total Divas.
Oh, God. I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie. I'm just a little scared by that. But not a terribly eventful episode of Total Divas, thank goodness. We saw the introduction of Mandy. We saw a few apologies thrown Eva's way. Eva threw a few apologies at Paige and Natty and the Bella Twins and Alicia, but Alicia wouldn't accept it. And so Alicia's gonna kind of be that negative Nancy where Eva's concerned and maybe poison the relationship with Mandy.
Possibly. And you said it wasn't eventful, but it was very entertaining. We got to see different sides of R-Truth tonight. We got to see sides of Natty. We saw Big E hook up with Jenny.
We got to see Finn Balor's ultimate desire to be a total diva.
Which is a common thing, and that needs to become a thing. WWE, I know you're listening, so please make it a thing. Book it, make it happen.
Or take Photoshop away from him. Either or.
No, let's keep him with Photoshop. I'm enjoying his Photoshops. I want to see where this goes.
Did you see him and Hunter with Hunter in the Balor Club shirt one?
I did. I did see that one. That made me laugh. That was a great, great job. Well done. Again, Finn, good job with your Photoshop. Keep it up. Maybe take a class. Maybe you'll get some better. You're at Full Sail University. Maybe they can teach you some Full Sail. That's how he learned. He learned at Full Sail. He's there all the time.
So, yeah, probably. Well, he has access to it.
He probably took a class to learn Photoshop. That way he can stick himself in Total Divas. Next, now I want to see your next adventure should be not just a poster. Put your head or body in a scenario that happened on Total Divas. That way we can see what it will look like if you were actually there.
I think other people have been doing that, but yeah. Do it, Finn. Do it. No, I'm just like waiting for him to randomly pop up like he did in the first episode, but he's like, hello ladies,
right?
And he just inserts himself into Total Divas randomly, like, oh hey, look, it's a random Finn Balor, because he really 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 wants to be on the show,
right? And now they have green screens down at the performance center, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he should sit in front of the green screen and film himself like the divas do and talk about an episode and just sit there and talk, and you put this thing behind him, the graphic they use behind him, and bam, you insert his commentary into an episode of Total Divas.
I'm pretty sure he's already done that more than once.
The Finn Balor director's cut of Total Divas. If you don't enjoy our director's cut of it, imagine Finn Balor doing his own version of this. I want it.
God.
It needs to happen. Make it happen. I'm just saying. We have all these ideas. If you want these ideas, take them. They're free. Use them, Finn.
But on that note, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
I mean, we could go on and on about Total Finn, but we cannot. It's time to go. It's wrap up time.
All right. So, thank you everybody for listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5, Episode 3. We will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. for episode 4. But till then, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay. This has been the Rack Extra, and we will see you next week. Bye!